Welcome to another Respawn Zone, where guys with funny accents talk about life, video games, and everything else. We did have a lot of things to talk about this episode. Back when we filmed our episode back in, last episode back in November or December, roundabouts.
Well, it came out in December. It was December, wasn't
it? Came out in December. But in between then and now, there has been so many game delays. So many games that we were excited to play here in like the coming months. Now we have to wait. Some of them a little bit later, but one big main one we have to wait damn near till the end of the year to play. And between that, and even though we're a little bit...
What were the other two games that got delayed? Wasn't like almost 2 weeks, three games got delayed?
Doom got delayed.
Well, no, that was like...
Okay.
Doom got delayed from November or something like that to March.
I think, well, we all know Cyberpunk got delayed.
Cyberpunk, and there was others.
From April to September. Didn't The Last of Us get pushed back like a couple of months?
Well, yeah, but that was before. I'm saying in January, they pushed already three games. Which sucked.
It really sucked.
If I'm not remembering, it's because they're not that important to me.
That's very true. Yeah, I mean, the one I remember is...
Cyberpunk, of course.
Cyberpunk, The Last of Us got pushed back. I think it was supposed to come out like in March or April or February, something like that. And it got pushed back all the way till May, which is not that bad. But when you think that Cyberpunk, it got pushed from April all the way back to September, that's a real punch in the fucking nuts.
Honestly, it's been 7 years or something since it was announced.
Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
Cyberpunk got announced back in 2000, like,
seven? I think it's been 7 years.
No. It hasn't been that long, dude.
Look it up. The point is, it's been a long time.
Cyberpunk came out, I think, with his first... Okay, I'm looking up on YouTube right now. Cyberpunk's first trailer. Holy shit! God damn, nail on the head, Kevin. Mm-hmm. The Cyberpunk 2077 teaser trailer. The first teaser trailer with like the chick and the fake arms. Yeah. 7 years ago.
Who'd have thought that I was right?
Seven years ago. Wow, Kevin. That's impressive.
So, waiting a few more months, honestly, I think they should have pushed it a whole year. Because I don't know if you read what they're going
to
do.
The crunching to death?
They're going
to
push it, but that doesn't mean it's less work. That means it's...
They're going to crunch.
And we cannot release it because it's... Well, it's... The worst part is that the game is actually done. They're just polishing it
because they're going to be perfect. I mean, the last thing they want is a game to come out and then...
and have horses on roofs.
I mean, that...
Come on.
But come on. The game was so fucking great that little glitch in The Witcher, everybody has kind of loved it.
Well, it's not... Is that those kind of bugs? It's like...
They're adorable.
The Oblivion bugs. Let's not say... Let's not go further. Like, let's say Skyrim has a... Not the fun ones. Like, someone and the character keeps spinning or something. Haha, that's it.
The funny ones in Oblivion. Oblivion, such a funny game. But Cyberpunk... That's another important subject that we didn't think about that we could like jump into for a second.
But talking about The Witcher.
Because
it's a natural transition.
It's a natural transition, and we will stay with CD Projekt Red and then move into The Witcher and then keep going for that. But something that I didn't think about that we were going to talk about that I just kind of popped into my head that I want to like throw out there and hear your opinion on it. It's actually kind of a serious question, kind of a more like in-depth thing than we usually go for. Do you think... Knowing that, you know, they're probably going to have, like, a period of, like, from now up until September, CD Projekt Red is going to be in, like, a crunch. They're going to be... For the few people that listen and don't know what we're talking about, crunch time is basically...
Few is generous.
Huh?
Saying few is generous.
Well, we have, like, two. We have specifically one person that asked me why we haven't had new episodes. Shout out to Andrew.
He's the listener. That's
nice. Yeah, he's the other one.
Thank you.
He's the other one. But no, crunch is like when they basically, developers and graphic designers, everybody, they're working basically.
Well, because mostly studios they hire on salary, and they don't pay by the hour. So what basically they do is, you know, that when the game is about to come out, you ask most developers. And even the low tier, they're going to say, yeah, crunch is natural, but there's a limit to it. Because, you know, you want to push and do the best you can as close as you get. But
you also want to take care of the people that work for you, man.
Yeah.
That's like the thing. And
so Cyberpunk doesn't force. Or CD Projekt, right, doesn't... It's not mandatory, but it's like, oh, He came for a crunch. Why didn't you?
Yeah.
So it's not Anthem Crunch.
It's not Anthem Crunch.
It's not the developers of the supermarket buying ham and they just start breaking in tears.
No, yeah, of course.
It's just intense.
But, you know, it's still kind of... I would prefer the game to take longer to come out and not have the developers have to go through, you know, that, you know, working 15-hour days, yeah, 6 days, 6-7 days a week.
A healthy amount of crunch that, yeah, it's understandable.
Just make it last longer.
Like maybe a 50-hour week.
Yeah.
Towards the end, it's natural because it's a stress. But come on, it's not going to be a month. It's from now.
From now until release, yeah.
There's been already a few months of crunch already.
Probably.
They've been working this.
I'm pretty sure they were crunching pretty hard to try and get released by April and then probably realize we can't fucking do this. And
they hired a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
From The Witcher, I'm not going to say one. Let's say three. I think they have way more people. They don't have just one in the studio in Poland now. They have one in LA.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the pictures.
Yeah, like, yep.
Isn't it in like Santa Monica? It's like right on the beach. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so they probably... So they Project Red, man.
They want to take a break. They just... Go serve.
Oh, another good thing that happened in CD Projekt Red News is that the writer of the actual Witcher novels...
He's my hero.
I cannot pronounce his name because it's Polish.
Sapolsky?
Yeah, because it's 90% fucking consonants.
What he said about his involvement in the show?
Yeah, he said that... What was it?
I don't like to work, so I asked not to be involved because I don't like to work too much.
I'd rather not work at all.
Oh my God. I hated you for a while. I love you again.
But another thing that he did was like he renegotiated his royalties with CD Projekt Red, because if you didn't know this, when he signed off the Witcher license to CD Projekt Red years and years and years and years ago for them to make The Witcher 1, he basically just be like, hey, just give me like $5,000 and we'll call it even.
Since then, he admitted he was dumb of doing that, his defense, it was, imagine you're a writer. You're a well-known writer in your country. And
I'm trying hard.
Not yet.
I'm trying hard to imagine it.
Five guys come to you and they're like, oh, I want to make a video game out of you. Five Polish guys. Because you're in a country that's not known for video games yet.
Mm-hmm.
Five Polish guys are like, oh, I want to make a video game out of you. But you're also
Polish. He's also Polish.
Yeah, but he understands it better because his books weren't selling outside of Poland.
That's true.
So he was like, give me money. I don't... Because he didn't have... Yeah, but nobody had faith. The first game sucks.
The first game is great.
For the time.
I mean, for the time. I mean, if you play it now, you're going to be like, the fuck is this shit?
For the time, it was using Mass Effect. No, it wasn't Mass Effect. BioWare released that Japanese fighting game. It was like an RPG, but like it was the style of fighting in Sleeping Dogs, almost. They used that engine.
True Crime?
No.
No?
It was like... the game is like, that's why you don't remember, because it wasn't good.
Okay. But moving forward. We're all very sad about the game delays, but to give a quick segue before we jump back into the game delays.
I have a list of the games that were...
Oh, we have a list of the games that were delayed. Okay, here we go.
They just put in the same group, Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs Legion got delayed.
Rainbow Six.
Which one?
Rainbow Six, the Quarantine, the new game.
Oh, okay, the new one.
And Gods and Monsters, the game that they just showed a teaser last year at E3 and that's it. Ubisoft is just pushing everything back. Like, Ubisoft. Oh, we announced it, but yeah, not this year.
What do you mean you guys didn't like Breakpoint? Oh, it's got John Berthon in it. Oh no, the reviews.
You're laughing, but at the same time, there's a little bit of sadness in there. I really wanted that game to be good.
I wanted it to be good.
I really like
Wildlands.
Me too.
It's one of my favorite. But it's one of my favorite Ubisoft games.
Because Wildlands was, it wasn't as bad at release, but it wasn't that good.
Mm-mm.
It got better.
It got way better.
I hope they do the same.
The Breakpoint? No, the Breakpoint, they just fucking like, they just took it out back and shot it in the behind the shed.
No. They're not releasing new stuff, but they're working on it.
They're working on it.
That's why they pushed everything. They pushed everything back. Avengers. That game was pushed.
I gotta admit, I am not excited at all for that game.
I think they pushed it too.
That was, correct me if I'm wrong, that's Crystal Dynamics, right? Right? No? No.
It's Square Enix. It's not Square Enix doing it.
Crystal Dynamics. What the fuck does that Crystal Dynamics? Shout out to Gex the Gecko, bro. No, that
doesn't Square own Crystal Dynamics? Crystal Dynamics makes Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
And Tomb Raider is Square Enix now.
Oh, in that case, yeah, they're already on
Crystal. Let me look it up. But I think maybe they delayed it to do kind of a Sonic thing. you know, they had to redo the whole model. So maybe, yeah, maybe they're doing like something. It's Crystal Dynamics. You're right.
Hey, coming up with the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Maybe they tried to work, but okay. People were complaining, oh, Captain America doesn't look good. Captain America dies in the fucking intro. Who the fuck cares?
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler alert. It's in every fucking trailer.
He's probably going to come back.
I don't know. No, because you look at the voice actors. I think he's the guy that does, you know, he's in the Star Wars, Darth Maul in the Star Wars animated movie.
Sam Witwer?
Might be him. But he's out of the cast. You look at the cast, the main Avengers. And come on, North, Troy Baker, Laura Bailey, and I forgot the other guy's name. It's her husband in real life. I forgot his name. They're all like top tier voice actors. He's the lowest in video game acting.
Yes, so, but he is also, well, first of all, let me.
Universe is big, but not in the video games.
Nah, he's not. Some guy named Jeff Shine.
See, that's why I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, it's Laura Bailey. And
Troy Baker, Nolan North.
Troy Baker, Nolan what's North.
What's his name? It's the other guy's name.
Thor, Travis Willingham.
Yeah, that's Laura Bailey's husband.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, learn something new every day.
You've seen him in a few. Have you ever seen Critical Role?
Critical Role, every now and then, yeah.
He's the big guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Right on the laptop.
Yeah. Oh, and he was also Kingpin. And Marvel Spider-Man game for the PS4.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good games.
He's not as famous, but he's done a lot of work that you've seen.
He sure shit in Troy Baker and Nolan North.
Or his wife. That has doubled the amount of credits. That Nolan North has. Yeah, Nolan North has been acting since. No, he acted on TV.
He did. His son is acting on TV now. He's
doing indie movies.
But we are going into extreme segues now, talking to Marvel's Avengers. Okay, that one also got delayed. Which ones also got delayed?
Well, that I remember, I mean, Dying Light, but I don't give a fuck.
Nobody, I've never been a big fan of Dying Light.
I mean, Final Fantasy VII.
The remake, but that's coming out now in March. So that's not...
Yeah.
Cause we,
it's cool.
Because everybody know, just so you guys know, we're recording this February 1st. No, February 2nd. It's Super Bowl, but we don't watch football. Well, we watch football.
And we live in Miami, so...
And we live in Miami. So, we are hunkering down and hiding from all the tourists and American football people invading our fair city.
Well, Skull and Bones, you remember that game? It was announced 2 years ago.
Was that the one that was supposed to be kind of like...
It's Pirates. It's like...
Oh, it's Pirate, but it's actually using the same mechanics as Assassin's Creed Black Flag and shit, right?
Yeah,
that shit looked good.
It's Ubisoft.
That shit looked good, yeah.
I think it's coming out... On March, it was delayed to March.
Ooh, was it?
Yeah.
Because I also have my own list here, and
sorry.
I am not.
Sorry, I'll cut that.
That's fine. Leave it. It's natural, man. All natural. Yeah, because I'm looking at my own list here. I do not see Skull and Bones anywhere.
It's just the list. Because it got delayed a long time. It got delayed almost a year ago.
Oh.
I know there was a third game that I told you about that I was like, oh fuck, but it was a tiny game.
Which one?
That important? I don't remember. I know there was the third one. Maybe it was Dying Light. I don't know.
But
not important.
But so
the main one is Cyberpunk.
The main one is Cyberpunk 2077. We
also, for the people who have hope about The Witcher 4 being like already in the works because of that,
it's not.
So okay, they have to finish not. Cyberpunk, then do DLCs for Cyberpunk, then 100% they're doing online for Cyberpunk.
Oh yes.
So maybe they start working on it in 10 years, and then we have to wait
another 10 years.
No, let's say six.
So let's.
They're gonna have. What they're gonna keep expanding.
So let's say maybe we'll get The Witcher 4 as a launch title for the PS6, and Xbox Genesis or whatever the fuck they want to call the next
CD
one.
CD Projekt Red is listening. That they're not. Just okay. We love Geralt.
Nobody from CD Projekt Red is listening to this fucking podcast, dude.
We love Geralt, but after playing 3, I think everyone wants the same thing.
Oh yeah,
Cirilla.
Yeah. No.
No, fuck you. A game just Cirilla. Good gameplay is so good.
I want, you know what I want on a, you know, theoretical.
Oh my god.
On a theoretical.
What if they do the story of when she travels world to world and it's a crossover with Cyberpunk? Because she's in Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, she is. She's probably gonna be a mega cameo.
No, I don't think so. Well, they said she isn't.
Yeah, that's right. I read that.
But she did.
Maybe she's not. What I think is we're gonna find like notes or traces of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was there. They didn't want
to. Yeah, like little hints.
Because she said she was there. Maybe she was there 5 years ago.
Like maybe a mission of like some people see a teleporting girl wearing a sword for some reason.
I think it's going to be way less. You're going to find an Easter egg somewhere if you look for it.
Yeah, of course. That's probably going to happen. All right, in my opinion, I would love to play like a Witcher game in which you kind of like maybe create your own Witcher.
Fuck you, no.
Oh, yeah. You pick your school.
You want to play Lambert? You motherfucker.
School of the Wolf.
I think that... You remember that pizza poetry?
School of the Bear, you remember School of the Viper. That
which Geralt makes for Lambert?
I can't remember. In the game?
Lambert, what a prick.
Lambert, what a prick. What?
Damn, that was good.
Yeah. Thank you. I do try. That wasn't Henry Cavill. That was like whoever voice actor for The Witcher in the video, in the Wild Hunt was.
Nothing. Are you going to finish Blood and Wine? If not, I say something.
I have not finished Blood and Wine.
But are you?
Yeah, sure. It's
not a big spoiler.
It's not
an actual spoiler to the story. It's just, you know, how the School of the Wolf gets destroyed. Let's see me rest in peace.
Well, that doesn't happen in Blood and Wine. That happens in the...
No, yeah. So, yeah, at the end of Blood and Wine, you get this house, this wine thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lambert and...
The other guy.
Eskol. There's two... Well, yeah, the one that's fucking Kiramitz.
Eskol.
Yeah. He's basically...
No, Lambert is fucking Kira Metz. Eskol is the one that has, like, the scars on his face.
Okay, yeah. He won't fuck anybody.
No, he doesn't. Not with that face.
But that one is he's basically like a brother to Geralt. So...
Yeah. They all are.
Basically, yeah, but Lambert's a prick. Basically, the School of the Wolf becomes the house that you get in Blood and Wine. Because they, like... The witches move to Toussaint and they start working around that area.
Mm.
So, basically, Geralt becomes...
I mean, the thing is, like, what I do have is a save point right at the beginning of Blood and Wine, when they take him to Toussaint. So I don't know. But the thing is, you know
what Blood and Wine is about?
No. So hush, okay. hush your fucking mouth.
I'm drinking wine. Who would drink blood?
Vampires.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You haven't seen any of the art, statues?
Yeah, I do. I see him sitting on the statue for... I'm gonna... You know what? I'll just jump into it and play it. I'll get into the swing of things.
Tell you about Vesemir. They're gonna do an animated movie.
It's about Vesemir.
What gets me thinking, are they gonna use the same guy? I don't think so, but... Vesemir isn't a Netflix show. He's just his voice.
Just his voice.
When he finds little Geralt. And this is not fuck you. I saw a tweet funny yesterday. And... No, it was this morning, and which is like, oh, Visenna, I'm such a wanted man. And she's like, you're not. You weren't even a wanted baby.
Damn.
Fucking Visenna.
And now jumping into having a good segue.
Which on the show, actually, they show more of Visenna than in the books.
What, his mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because on the books, we have, she's mentioned in one of the short stories, but Sapkowski wrote another book. Which short story is two, and the other one related to the witches, one about Visenna and her father.
It's never really specified. It's only implied that the woman that helped Geralt heal after he got attacked by the Rot Fiends, it was only implied that it was his mom.
In the show, it's weird how they do it, because it's kind of an illusion, but is it really?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a minute since I've read the books. If I'm not mistaken, she's supposed to be a druid or like a witch or something like that.
Kind of. And
his dad...
She's a magic user.
Yeah, she's a magic user.
Yeah.
And his dad was like a famous warrior.
His dad's dead.
That's very true. Some dude's name.
I don't remember why she gave him up, because they barely speak about... Like in the books, it's maybe like one page.
But that keeps it good. That keeps it a mystery.
Well, I think that maybe the show is going to go a little further. Not too much, but maybe explore Geralt's feelings about... Because you can see he's frustrated that his mom basically left him. Especially that, for those who don't know, because they don't explain it on the show, the reason why Geralt is... like so OP compared to any other Witcher, it's just because when he was Arkhan Morhen, to become a Witcher you have to go through mutations and other trials, but
he was actually resisting
the mutations, and they were like, oh, let's try harder with this one.
Yeah.
So he's basically a Witcher 2.0. He's like more mutated than anybody else.
Yeah.
That's why he's so powerful. Also, he's the only one who actually is not a fucking dick.
Well, it's, I mean, because it's a common thing that they say with witchers, and when they undergo the trial of the grasses, they lose their emotions.
But they really don't.
It's they really don't. They just like...
They don't care anymore. They see so much. They live, first of all, they live hundreds of years. They go around it. The only thing they see is death.
They can't have kids.
And bad people.
They also can't have kids.
People who try to kill them, people who hate them. So how do you expect someone to have feelings when you look? He goes anywhere and everyone's like, get out?
Like in Blaviken, which people...
Also, that little detail. Okay, if you read the books at the beginning, he's like, when he's getting to Blaviken, he's like, oh, the cat notices me. He's like, the cat always notices me first.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the game, maybe in the game you don't catch it up, but when you go too close to a cat, the cat is like, eh! When he gets into Blaviken, a cat notices him. I'm like,
really?
Nice.
I have to rewatch
it's
that.
It's at the nice beginning touch. Of the first, at the book, I was like, oh, nice. Like, they changed nice a little touch. Bit to Blaviken, like, to make it short, because the whole story with the alderman, how he goes to his house, he's his ex-friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They, on the show, I feel like little details they omitted because they wanted to explore other things, like Jennifer's story on...
Oh god!
So good,
so good. That was like
her acting.
I mean,
like you can feel when Anna, she starts, you can feel how she's insecure and she basically wants to. You can feel her
the way her
when she moves. She holds herself.
I think her name was Anna.
Anya. Shalopra Chopra. Sorry.
It's oh come on, let's find it for the sake of being.
It's Anya.
Okay, Anya Chalotra, the way that she... Chalotra, that's my Puerto Rican accent coming out. Chalotra, whatever. The way she does Jennifer at the beginning with, like, her hunch and her fucking fucked up face and fucked up mouth. It's just...
But you can... In her movements, you... God, you can see it.
She does it so well. How she's, like... How she's
There's that scene where she's on her bed and she's holding her leg. Like, you can... Feel it. I'm like, oh my god. And then when she becomes Yennefer.
And then she becomes Yennefer. It's like holy shit. And that's
Please.
I mean, let's be real here. I mean, my partner did make the exact same sounds I'm making right now when she saw me.
Yeah. Especially with those purple eyes.
Mm. Oh. Well, another important, since we've jumped into the correct segue into talking about the Witcher TV show, I want to do a really important thing. My partner, who's not really into... you know, video games or fantasy stuff like that. I was like, hey, I really want to watch The Witcher because I've been waiting for the show since...
Was she confused?
A long time. A little bit, but I was as well.
But for you, it's easier to pick up the trail.
Well, but let me finish. She, when the show ended, because we binged it in like 2 days. Because we started it in the evening and then we finished it the morning and the afternoon after. And the second it was over, she looked at our bookshelf and she was like, those are the books, right? And I was like, yes. And she was like, what? And I was like, no, I didn't say that. She was like, what's the first one? And I was like, right here. It is called The Last Wish. And the book is right now beside our bed because she is reading it. Cool shit.
I'm always confused because technically the Last Wish came after it. It came after the Sword of Destiny.
But I think that that's...
It is first.
Last Wish is
came,
first.
I think it was published after it. And you can feel how in The Sword of Destiny is more introducing The Witcher, like the concepts.
Yeah.
Like at the first story in Sword of Destiny, like they're explaining who Geralt is. And I'm like, I just read the first one. I know who he is. It's a little confusing. But if I understand, like, I saw a lot of people complaining that the show was confusing. Okay, it is a little confusing. But a lot of people were just putting it as they're watching, what's this movie?
Come on, get it out.
Predestination.
You know, holy.
That is confusing.
Yeah, that's confusing as fuck.
But The Witcher is just, once you pick up... The,
yeah, no.
Because they mentioned, but you don't know, other, because like, you... Okay.
Oh, God.
Blaviken. Yes. When she's talking to Renfrey, Shrike for hardcore people, because that's her name, well, that's her name in the books.
Yes, yes.
She's, when she comes to the woods and she's like, oh... Queen Calanthe just won her first battle. But you don't... That just flows over you.
No, it did. For me, I mean, when I was watching it, she said that and my head was like, what? Wait a minute. That just... But then as I keep watching it and then more and more people know of Geralt of Rivia, I'm like, ah, it's...
Because they...
It takes like a solid 4 or 5 episodes for that. unless you like read the books.
I think when everyone picks it up is once Yennefer and Geralt timelines merge.
Yeah.
Once they meet.
And then you realize, yeah.
Yennefer's older than Geralt for people who, because the way Yennefer older. Stories, no, she's at like 100, maybe 50 years older. On the show, she's not that older. If you're confused, Netflix released like a video. Basically, it's just, it follows the timeline piece by piece. Mm-hmm. Really, it's really easy to understand.
I mean, yeah, we're not talking like predestination or primer here.
I'm just confused about... That is not confusing. That is just...
That's an entire episode.
I don't want to get into it. but there's a flaw on the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Roachy immortal?
No.
But he doesn't change.
No. Geralt has always said that he...
He calls all his horses Roach. But it's the same horse.
Maybe he just likes...
Looking at the details of the horse, he looks the exact same.
Maybe he just likes getting very, very similar looking horses.
But the thing on his face, the white little thing, is always the same.
Well, maybe it's a very long-lived horse.
I mean, technically, I think they live about 50 years.
Or, I don't think so. I don't think horses live.
No, I think, I looked it up. They live, because most horses don't, because, you know,
when they break their legs and you're like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when they become lame, or they can't carry
25 anything. 25 to 30 years.
Yeah, in that case,
it's too long. But
no,
at 15 years, it's like, yeah, you're not suited to carry around a witcher. Bam. No, in his case, it would be...
No, or like with the sword.
Because you didn't see me, I was doing your horse. Yeah, cuts the head.
Cuts the head off. Or, you know, you get the point of the sword and kind of just like ram it into the head of the horse. This has gotten morbid.
I like it.
This has gotten morbid. This has just become a really good, okay.
How to kill a horse.
How to kill a horse. The podcast. We are not farmers at all. And perfectly honest, we had only a very, very faint idea of what this podcast was going to be about.
It was The Witcher.
This episode. It was going to be The Witcher and try to talk about some games that we're playing, waiting for the delayed ones. But we want to talk about
what this. I'm just curious. What was your first episode? Your best favorite episode.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, my brain.
I haven't seen all. I mean, I've seen all of them, but I binged them.
How many times have you watched
them? Just once. I'm not a big.
You have to pump those numbers up. Only one time. Come on, at least the second time, you're more aware. Of
yeah, no, that's my thing. I've never been a person to like rewatch things.
So for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I came home. I played and I just watched The Witcher. I've watched it 5 times already.
I mean,
I'm doing a pause. I'm going to watch it again soon.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I was playing the game and reading the books again at the same time. So I was basically like reading Witcher.
Surrounded
in Witcher. I was Geralt.
Surrounded in Witcher.
No, I wish. Maybe Dandelion. Jaskier. Let's call him Jaskier.
Let's call him Jaskier. To be frankly honest,
I prefer Dandelion.
Yeah, fuck yeah. By a lot.
I mean, it's what we're used to.
I mean, let's see. I was, you know what? I am, instead of asking me for my favorite episode.
He needs the soul patch next episode.
Oh, he needs the little pencil mustache and the little soul patch. Yeah. And the long hair and the fucking purple hat. Yeah.
In the next season. Although that man ages like one. Because I think from the first episode to the last one he is in is like 50 years. He should be 50 when Geralt... You know, when the dragon, he should be
50. Dandelion?
Yeah.
No, he shouldn't be, because in The Witcher 3, which takes place years after that, he looks fantastic.
Witcher 3 is not real canon.
Yes, it is. All The Witcher games are hard canon. Did you not know this?
They're not.
Yes, they are, Kevin. Not. The Witcher 1 takes place after the last book ends. Okay, he's looking up something I already know to be fact. All the Witcher games are hard canon.
The games are not canon per the terms and licensing agreement with the other granted city project.
Well,
but you know why? He's making new books.
Is he?
Yeah, he should be coming out with a new book, or at least announcing the new book this year. He's not fucking J.R.R. Martin.
Okay, in that case.
And I'm not gonna buy his last book because I abandoned Game of Thrones. I'm sorry.
George R. Martin. I thought you said J.K. Rowling. Also,
I don't like Harry Potter.
Also, I stand corrected. I was wrong. It's not
for me. Harry Potter feels like a fanfic.
It
It feels like a fan fiction.
Let's not get into Harry Potter. Because I like Harry Potter. I like the books. I own and read all the books. I just can't fucking stand J.K. Rowling. I really want to hit her in the head with a hard hammer.
Well, did you know that this character was gay all along?
Did you know that this character was gay all along? Wait a minute. How dare you not know that Dobby used to be transsexual?
Did you know that Gandalf used to fuck Saruman?
Gandalf used to fuck Saruman? So, that's fucking Lord of the Rings, but that's but okay, but that's like that's exactly what J.K.
The best compression, like
look, J.K. Okay. I want to make a quick little, like a little 3 minute segue about fucking J.K. Rowling, because I feel a rant coming on. I've had half a bottle of wine. After this episode, I'm gonna buy another one, because J.K. Rowling, I got a bone to pick with that woman, man. I love the Harry Potter books. I love them.
You
love.
Still listen to this.
Yes, from like, I love them from beginning to end. This woman has a fucking, well, she wrote them, so she can do whatever the fuck she wants with the fucking creation.
Well, she was almost homeless.
Yeah, she was.
She wrote them out of something to live on.
No, hey. Like, she heard... The first book, it was fucking rejected by, like, fucking 50, 60 people. Yeah. Publishers.
Because it feels like a fucking fan fiction.
I mean, the woman has hard graft. And I like the way they're written. I like the books. I have no issues with the books. Again, I say that as a writer, she can fucking do whatever the hell she wants. The fact that she's doing it because of what people say, you know, and when the way people think, they're like, hey, Miss Rowling, people are angry because in the Cursed Child play, they cast a black person to be Hermione. Well, in that case, Hermione is black. Never in my books did I say that she wasn't black.
Wait, is that true?
That is very true. That is very true. That did happen. Like, in you know, the Cursed Child is a play, right? It's the last basically book that she did was a play called The Cursed Child, and it was a play, and they casted Hermione as, you know, an African American person, and then loyalists were pissed off, you know, because
I think the problem was the people complaining, but also why the fuck would you change it?
No, but hold up, the people were angry because, you know, they cast Hermione as somebody, and we can segue into something in The Witcher with this, but people were angry, like, Hermione, you know, Emma Watson, she's supposed to be white, and then J.K. Rowling, as opposed to being like, you know what, I don't give a shit, you know, make her what she wants, she's like, wait a minute, something I wrote 15 years ago, I never said she wasn't white, ha ha! She wasn't not white, haha! And then people show her like things you actually are describing, her golden locks, hair, and pale skin. That's wrong! I was drunk! Well, Damn you!
You can be pale and not be white, you know? You're just sick, you're less.
And not only that, you know, the fucking like PC left leaning, the PC culture fucking exploding, and people are like, wait a minute, J.K. Rowling, I have this theory that Dumbledore and Grindelwald had a thing. You know what they did? They were banging each other's asses left and right with their wands. I don't give a fuck.
Isn't he a bad guy?
Grindelwald?
Yeah.
But Grindelwald had a big thing with Dumbledore because Grindelwald accidentally killed Dumbledore's sister in a duel that Dumbledore was having with his brother, whose name I forget. I'm just jumping in there. But that's my problem with J.K. Rowling, man. You can't just fucking be changing everything, and then she's always like trying to be on the right side of things. She's wrong. She's stupid, and I hate her. I love her writing. Can't stand that woman. Moving back on. But another subject that I talked about that leans us back in is
some people were, when the cast for The Witcher was announced, or before it was announced, people were like, "Cirilla's gonna be black.
What the fuck is going on here?" Sorry.
And it would be weird because she needs to have like ashen hair, so yep, she would look weird. They were like, oh no, it's just Triss that's not gonna be white. And people were like,
Triss Marigold, red hair.
My only complaint is that they barely made her hair red. I don't care about the color of her skin. No. I just want her hair to be fucking fire red.
Fiery red.
That's it.
That's all I care about.
It can fiery be curly red as it is. Because once she pops in the show, I'm like, what's up with your hair? And then like
In the last episode, you can see it's red.
If light is going through it, it's like reddish.
And,
but it's not.
And that actress,
fire red.
And that actress did a really good role. I liked her voice. I liked the way she played Triss, and I was like, yeah, I could definitely see like, you know, like, if now that the games are in canon, my head is all fucked up. But I could definitely see, like,
Triss fucking Geralt is not canon at all, Pablo. It's just so you have another romance option.
Now I have to totally fucking replay the game. So
just so you have another one to fuck.
Now I have to play the game for a fourth time so I can get that Jennifer and Geralt ending yet again. I've gotten all of them.
What I want to try, but I don't want to try because I would feel really bad, is breaking the wish and be like, fuck you, Yen, I'm going with Triss.
Oh, you fiend.
I won't do it, but...
You bastard.
I mean, the developers prefer Triss.
They do, it's noticeable.
I mean, come on, the second game is just Triss. Yennefer's not in the first two games.
Yennefer is only in the Wild Hunt.
Yeah.
But that is Yennefer. I mean, the first thing you do is fucking a horse on a fake horse. Yeah. Well, that's not the first thing you do.
Unicorn!
Because you know it is story, a unicorn. Right? No, hit me with
okay,
it.
Okay, before the collision of the spheres.
Yes.
Okay, let's get a little bit deeper than that.
Conjunction.
There's two kinds of. Thank you, I always forget
conjunction
that.
Conjunction of the spheres.
There's two kind of elves. I forget their names because they're like elvish. There's the. Okay, not everyone is going to understand, and I apologize. The Wild Hunt elves. Which
yes.
Live in another...
I got you.
In another art elf or something like that. And then you have the elves that you see on the show or in the game. The elves that popped up at the same time as the humans in the collision of the spheres. So before that, there was the... Let's call them the ancient elves. Can you look up the name? I think it's art elf.
Okay. Keep going. Okay.
Give me the name. Just the name. Don't explain the story. Just the name.
NL. Those are the Wild Hunt.
So, exactly. The NL used to live before the congestion of the
spheres. From Tirnalia.
Yes, like, yes. And if you're curious, that's where Cirilla comes, like her powers come from, because I'll explain that right after this. Those elves, when they were living there, they were mortal enemies to unicorns, which you're like, oh, they're cute. Unicorns are they're the fucking worst. Basically, they're like pan-dimensional beings that are evil as fuck.
Yeah.
And they were constantly in a war with them. Those were the enemies. Then the conjunction of the spheres happened. They taught magic. They left. But before that, there was an elf, one of those elves, ancient elves, that fucked a human. And she was married. That was the first one. And that's where the elder blood comes.
Yep.
And the whole line, every time, it's all only if it's a woman and men don't have the powers. But every generation, like, the woman can have the power. Sometimes it skips a generation. Like, Calanthe, in that bloodline... It was before Calanthe was a man. It was her father.
Yep.
So her father didn't have powers. Calanthe didn't have powers. Pavera did have powers. Pavera is one of the most powerful ones. That's why she's a source. Mm-hmm. I won't go deeper into that.
No,
don't want to spoil anything.
I mean, this episode was a big Witcher fucking geek off, to be honest.
Yeah, but so I don't want to go into Calanthe or...
Oh, yeah, you're going deep.
You're
going deep.
The Emperor.
I mean, right now, Tico's probably his brain's breaking.
Like, I don't want to speak about Emir. Let's not get into Emir.
What? Emir...
Shut up. This Emir van F van Fries.
Emir van Emrys.
Emrys. Let's not talk about him because, you know.
Because that would be a spoiler.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would for people who've only watched a TV
show. It's better saying it's not a spoiler. Because now they're going to know.
Because it's like, Pablo, that's Emir.
They're going to start thinking because you said it's a spoiler.
It's a spoiler.
Yeah, let's not get
which into I'm it. Surprised they didn't fucking say it in the last episode.
Because they don't.
That, what was his name?
Shut up, Pablo.
That's a spoiler.
I'm gonna cut because you the mic actually picked you up saying
it. Picked me up.
Yes, I'll have
okay.
to cut you.
Okay, well, don't cut it. Leave it open, man. We don't have the.
I mean, it's just one person listening.
I mean, let's.
Does he watch The Witcher?
I don't know. Andrew, text me when you hear this and let me know if you watch The Witcher
or
and if you spoil it.
Just play the third game.
Or just play a third game. I mean, right now he's playing Steep, which makes me want to play it. I love that game.
Yeah, well.
Either way.
Shut up. I forgot where I was going with this.
You were getting deep into Calanthe.
No, I think I'm done. Yeah, with the Elder Blood.
Yeah, the Elder Blood.
And Cirilla's the lady in time in space.
Yeah.
Cirilla's. You know, at the end, I forgot how it's called. You know that prophecy? The one she screams with the horses.
Yeah, yes.
That's the prophecy. That is actually, because basically she's the one supposed to either save the world or bring apocalypse. Because, you know, prophecies, most of the time, they're like, oh, we don't really know what's going to happen. So, she can be both. Most likely, she will bring the end of the everything.
Also, I wanted to just to help you. We were talking Anel, those with the elves of the Wild Hunt, the ones that come from Tirnalia, from another like basically dimension or
no, they weren't this dimension. They just moved dimensions.
Yes, but the other elves, the one that actually were in the continent and traveled to the continent, those are the Unseen.
Yeah,
and those are the ones
I'm always confused. Did they travel to for or they just popped up with the conjunction? Because I think like the conjunction created stuff.
If I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and we
kind of confused about that.
But yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, from what I've read and you know researching, just like reading on my free time, whatever. If I'm not mistaken, the only original race that was in the continent before the conjunction were elves.
Unseens weren't there.
Oh, and not Unseens?
They pop up later. That's why there's a difference. Otherwise, they would be the same.
Yeah.
Because they would fuck each
and
other.
And then...
Also, the witches big on fucking, in case you haven't noticed.
Well, the witches are big on fucking because the witchers... Witchers are big on fucking sorceresses because witchers can't have kids and sorcerers also can't have kids.
Are they that big? It's just Geralt that...
No. Witchers and sorceresses can't have kids.
Well, yeah, but witches are also big on fucking anything that they can. It's just that sorceresses are the only ones in the continent that are not afraid of them because they're as dangerous as them.
That's true.
That's why, you can see Geralt pays for sex. He doesn't care.
He doesn't. Just pay the game and you can fuck whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah. And, I mean, if I was that lady, I'd be happy that, and like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. It's Henry Cavill.
Take a pass.
You know that he actually wanted to reproduce the scene.
Yeah, he did it so well, dude.
But he had an interview and he was like, the bathtub wasn't the right shape, so I couldn't put my feet out.
He got picked. Oh, damn it. Yeah. Damn it. I love Henry Cavill.
Appreciation
to Henry Cavill, man. I've seen so many fucking things about Henry Cavill. About talking about The Witcher and how he's like talking about the swords, and he goes deep into the lore about why they have two swords, and he's like, "Fuck me, Cavill."
And I like that he's the real lore. He's not the game lore. He's like
he's the real lore.
He didn't say he has two swords, and he's like he keeps it on Roach at every
keeps
time.
It on Roach. Yeah,
that's how
he's like perfect. It's like God
we just shouldn't have more stuff that he need on top of him.
Move over, Keanu Reeves. Henry Cavill's a new and a king.
He was always my king.
Oh, wait, well, let's what was that interview he did also? Somebody is like, PS4 or Xbox?
PC.
And the face of disdain Henry Cavill has. Peasant. Like, the fuck are you talking? Get the fuck out of here. Go to my fucking agent. I'm done with this fucking interview. PC, you fucking peasant commoner. Puh.
That's how the master is.
Yo, he didn't say that, but the face he made, that cracks me up every time. He's like, PC, dude. he also said, well, he plays a lot of Total War. I swear, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, he would like to play more games. He's said multiple times.
Well, he is a very busy actor.
He's a busy man. Like,
I mean,
so he plays what he can. So, like online games and stuff, he has no time to do it. They ask him, "Oh, are you into esports?" And he's like, "I wish, but I have almost barely any time to play. I'm not gonna waste it on watching other games."
Yeah,
he plays Total War. He used to play World of Warcraft.
A lot of people used to play World of Warcraft.
You know how
he stopped?
He missed the call
for Superman.
Zack Snyder called him like, "Oh, we're gonna hire you."
He was raiding.
And he was
motherfucker was raiding.
He saw the call and he decided not to pick it up.
He was fucking raiding, man. Motherfucker.
And apparently he just.
Motherfucker was probably raiding Noxoramus or some shit when he fucking got. No, wait a minute. Hold the fuck. No. Superman. No, I gotta take Noxoramus down, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
I think that's why he quit.
Oh, my God. Henry Cavill, man. No wonder he's fucking single.
He used to be with Gina Carano. Which.
Really?
I'm sorry for this. You can skip to 30 seconds, but them fuck. Like, they should. After that, they couldn't fuck another human. It would break them.
It'll make the earth tremble.
Have
you seen... Because Gina Carano in The Mandalorian looks fucking built.
Have you seen her in Deadpool 2? Deadpool 1?
Oh, God.
Like, I honestly... I'm not into big woman, but Gina, honestly, I would let her do anything.
She's not big. She's just fucking like...
She's strong. She's big too.
Jesus Christ. Okay, now we're entering talking about Gina Carano and fucking... We really are out of fucking...
Gina Carano in The Witcher.
Gina Carano! Yo, who would Gina Carano be in The Witcher? That's tough. That's a
she
tough one.
She would play a man, she would play a woman.
she would just play a man.
She would play a good witcher, to be honest.
Yeah, she'd be a badass witcher. She's hardcore. She's pretty awesome as a fucking ex-Republic soldier. In the
she's really
no,
good.
Ex-Rebel.
I was glad that she came, because I thought they were just going to do one episode with her, and I was like,
Oh, she's great. She owned The Mandalorian. Yeah. Mandalorian, also a good show, we're not going to move that.
But as The Witcher came out, The Mandalorian was the best show, the most watched show of the year. Like
Mandalorian?
It was, well...
I'm pretty sure it was neck and neck.
When Witcher came out, it just banned The Mandalorian, took out his helmet, and fucked him in the ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Geralt would do that.
Pedro Pascal, if you're listening to this, I apologize.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's him. Sorry.
I remember. I mean, somebody already did that to him. His name was Gregor Clegane, the Mountain.
Yeah. He fucked his brains out.
He didn't fuck his brains out. He squeezed them with his thumbs. Oh, I love that scene.
You don't know what he was doing with his dick. You don't see that?
What the fuck? What the fuck is this conversation going? Where's
this
going?
The Mountain was big.
The mountain was big. That's actually when I... Okay, yeah, 30 seconds.
The Mountain and The Witcher.
That's like... No, what? Fucking like... what's his name? Fucking
giant.
Thor B. Jones... Hathor B. Jones.
Hathorn. His real name is not Thor, but...
No, they call him Thor. They call him Thor.
He could be Thor. Maybe he's Thor.
Have you seen his fucking dog? It's like a Pomeranian. It's like this big.
Have you seen Henry Cavill's dog?
No.
Look it up.
Oh, God.
His name is Cal.
Name's what?
Cal.
Cal?
Kal-El.
No!
His name is Cal from... Yeah, because he got it, I think, when he started with Superman. He's a big dog.
Oh, it's a big old motherfucker.
Yeah. And he's trained. You see, I follow him on Instagram. I think he's the only person that I actually follow.
Well, thank God my partner is in here, because then she take my iPad away and just keep scrolling to all these pictures of Henry Cavill with a dog.
Oh, yeah. They're good. And he, most of the videos he does, he's on the street right next to his house, and he's, walking his dog, and the dog is pulling Henry Cavill.
Yeah, that's a big ass dog. what were we talking
he's
about?
He's bigger than in Superman.
Where were we?
As The Witcher, he's bigger than fucking Superman.
Was he bigger than The Witcher than he was in Superman?
Yes. He did way more training.
Yes. Actually, now, another, since this is we're just going to call this episode Segue. You know, those.
This is the Henry Cavill episode.
It's a shit ton of shit episode. You know those commercials on YouTube about TurboTax? Free.
Yeah.
Free. Well, when we put our thing on Spotify, it should be Segway. Because another thing I want to ask, since we fucking jumped into DC for a moment, are you going to watch the new Harley Quinn movie?
Yes. I wanted to ask you. I want to watch it. Do you want to go?
I'm going to go. I'm going to drag my partner with me, and I'll take her.
Okay. Suicide Squad, bad. Extended version, mediocre. The extended is not that bad.
It's not that bad.
But because you have those...
Release the Snyder Cut! Fuck you, WB!
They're gonna do it.
Are they?
I don't know,
They fucking better.
It's the subject is coming back and it's becoming really big. And internal sources are saying they're feeling the pressure. So
Release the Snyder Cut!
Okay, Zack Snyder posted it. I think Henry Cavill posted it.
Ben Affleck posted it!
He didn't tweet in a fucking year and he tweets release the Snyder Cut.
When Ben Affleck gets out of his drunken stupor to fucking just fucking drag himself across the bottles of beer and vodka lining his fucking Beverly Hills home. And he's like, God damn it, I must tweet this. Right before Jennifer Garner goes Ben, we gotta take him out to rehab. No! I must tweet that they must release the Snyder Cut. You know it's serious. You know it's on when Ben Affleck is just rummaging around his fucking mountain of...
his daughter that took his phone and was wait, do you realize that famous actors, their kids can just take their phone and tweet?
Yeah, that happened.
And they're tweeting with a Twitter that has millions of followers?
Yeah, way back in the day, something similar happened to fucking David Hasselhoff. It was really bad. His daughter videotaped him drunk as fuck on the bathroom eating a burger.
I mean, that's...
No, not tweeted him. It was a video.
Yeah, that's different. I was
10 years ago.
You can tweet I don't know, release the Snyder Cut. Not...
No, yeah, more than likely...
That's Ben Affleck's daughter filmed him. While being drunk, so 90% of the time.
Oh,
that's
easily found on the interwebs.
I love Ben Affleck.
I love Ben Affleck too. But, I mean, the motherfuckers are drunk. I mean, what can you say? He drinks a lot.
He's trying.
Somebody call Matt Damon, please. He needs you, Matt. He needs you.
Okay, first of all, he needs you, and Matt Damon, I don't know if you noticed, he's been distancing himself from Ben Affleck.
I know, he's a fucking cunt.
He's, like, oh, I don't want to know. And his ex-wife is still there.
Bartleby needs his Loki!
In that whole thing, I was like, okay, Ben Affleck cheated, but both ways, yeah, he cheated.
With the babysitter!
And then when he broke up with, well, he was separated, not divorced. He went back to fucking the same babysitter. I think he went to South America. Visit her just to fuck her.
He legitimately started dating her.
Yeah.
After they got separated, he was like, well, fuck it then. What the fuck am I going to do?
It didn't last long.
Might as well. Fucking, I'm Batman. I don't give a shit. Also.
Best Batman.
Since we're just like completely losing the thread here and just segueing into things.
R.I.P.
What are your thoughts on Robert Pattinson as Batman? I want to hear this. Honest thoughts. No, all jokes aside.
So, him as Batman. I kind of like the idea. What I don't like is what the direction they're going to take with the movie. I feel...
How so?
I feel like they're going to... You know how he's like, oh, this is going to be different. After Joker, I think Joker changed the... I haven't watched Joker. I'm not interested in watching it.
You should watch it. Just for the sake of like having watching it.
Joaquin Phoenix. Because like... The movie I have no interest, especially the director, Todd, whatever the fuck his name is, I don't like him.
Todd Phillips? He's kind of a cunt.
The movie is just him jerking himself off. But I know Joaquin Phoenix did amazing job.
You haven't seen it, how do you know?
Because I know
him. Well, you should, I mean, yes. You should watch it anyway. You really should watch it.
But after that, I feel like movies are like, oh, we can do superheroes without doing that much superheroing. So I feel like, plus they've said that, oh, this is a Batman, but you know, it's going to be different.
Okay.
Okay. I think Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck should be back.
Ben Affleck should be back. Ben Affleck is my favorite Batman. Please come back, Ben. We love you. We miss you. Please come back. Get help. Get help.
Robert Pattinson can be a good one, honestly. Like people are like, oh, I have a friend. He's like, he has like a baby face. He's too pretty to. And I'm like,
I gotta admit, he does not. He does not.
Okay, he has people like, oh, he's like a soft face. He has the jaw. Just a little bit of makeup.
I mean.
You put his hair black. I've seen pictures and you put his hair black. You put a little turtleneck. You put him a coat.
I'm sorry.
I can see. He needs to be a little bigger. That was the worst part about Christian Bale. Is that, yes, Christian Bale, really good actor. And he was jacked. But Batman is not just jacked. He's big. Because he has to take them.
Scary. He's scary.
And he has to take those hits every fucking night.
Yeah. Which is why Ben Affleck, when he was in that suit, goddamn, he looked imposing. He was like, "Fuck, man!"
Oh, not look like you have fucking hockey pads on because
I'm not wearing hockey pads,
but you still look like you do.
Yeah, kind of.
I didn't like
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck did not.
Ben Affleck's suit, I was like,
yeah, because it was a fucking the Dark Knight suit.
He was inspired by it, because
then
again. I'm not trashing it. It's just that Christopher Nolan wanted a realistic Batman. Wanted Zack Snyder.
Do you know what Robert Pattinson's suit is going to be mostly based off of? The
Year One?
No, Batman Noel. Here. I'll find it for you. I already have it out.
I know they started... they're shooting in London for some reason.
It's kind of like this. Here. I'm just showing him on my fancy smanshy iPad.
Well, how is it called so people can look it up?
Kind of like that.
Oh.
It's a
Oh, Noel. Yeah.
It's a comic book called Batman Noel.
Yeah.
That's the suit's mainly going to be based off of that. So if you're curious, just look up Batman Noel, Noel, and you'll see the suit that they're going to be basing Robert Pattinson's suit off in Batman 4. Now, Kevin made his point.
It's good.
It looks good. It's a good suit.
Come on, make the ears long for once.
The what?
The pointy ears, long pointy ears.
You know, I've never liked
long
those.
Long Halloween, come on.
I've never liked those. Halloween.
They should just make a movie adaptation of Long Halloween. What the fuck? Not even the animated movies have made it yet.
Mm. Okay, but my thoughts on Rob Pattinson's Batman. First, I wanna make a couple of points. At first, I was...
Let's start wrapping up.
Huh?
Five more minutes.
Okay, well, you know what? We're gonna make this a two-parter. We're gonna make it a two-parter. For the second episode, we have very.
Let's just make it a little bit longer. That's it.
No.
I don't think this is gonna stand that long.
Because we have nothing to talk about on the episode. We can just make it a rant.
Why not?
We can make it a rant. I'm gonna make it a two-parter.
Two episodes of us.
Two episodes of us ranting until something.
But let's finish with Batman. Well, at least
Okay.
Get to a point where Batman where can follow up.
Okay, I finished with Batman. Robert Pattinson, at first I was fucking hated it. I was like, God damn it, it's fucking the motherfucker from... It? Well, hold up. But
I haven't seen The Lighthouse yet.
I haven't seen it. I want to fucking watch it.
You want to go watch The Lighthouse and then we ignore the
idea. Yeah, and we forgot about it. I want to see The Lighthouse. I've seen Cosmopolis. I've seen a bunch of other movies that he's in. And I've seen...
He's released two movies already. Well, last year he released two movies.
There's Good Time. Good Time, a movie that he did recently. He has like blonde hair.
He's also in that Netflix movie about the king. Three movies.
Yeah, so he plays a Dauphin of France. It's called King Henry? Henry something?
No, whatever. The king. I think
the king. King? Just the king?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Just explain that to me. He has a British accent in that movie?
No, French.
Thank you. Because, you know, if you go and replay, maybe your memory can do your work for you.
I'm trying.
Assassin's Creed Unity? Do you remember Unity? Just think a little. In France.
Yes, I remember during the revolution.
Why the fuck Robespierre had a fucking...
Motherfucker, you said that last episode.
I don't give a fuck.
You said that last episode. You said that.
I'm not gonna forgive them.
I'm trying to talk about...
You grabbed one of them. He's a hated man. But he's one of the most important people of the revolution.
Oh my God.
And you just give him a...
Who are you? Oi, oi, I'm Robespierre. Let's take down the bloody French then, shall we? Deal with the Queen!
I always use that example, but they do it with everyone. Like, if it's old, it's... Okay, Troy. Brad Pitt had a British accent!
He had a British accent.
In Troy!
That's a Greek
and
man.
It's a bad British accent, and they're Greek.
He didn't really have a British accent. He was just trying to sound very, like...
British!
Yeah.
Shakespearean, still British.
Yeah. But let's go back to the Batman, and I think we'll pick it up. But you know, I've seen him in a lot of movies. It was very recently that I had YouTube.
His accent. Rob Pattinson. He doesn't have a good American accent.
He's not American?
I thought you were a Harry Potter fan.
Well, yeah, he was Cedric Diggory, but I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Oh, he's English. Okay.
You didn't, what?
Well, I didn't fucking know that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay,
you know
okay.
That Henry Cavill was British too?
Yes, fuck off.
And Christian Bale?
He's Welsh.
British, I mean.
He's Welsh.
For me, it's the same shit.
Yes, British, not English, but he's Welsh. Okay, yeah, fuck you, yeah. Point for point. But going for my fucking thing, he came out with this long commercial for, I think he's like in Dior for like a fucking perfume or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And I saw that commercial, it was on YouTube, it was a commercial on YouTube, and I was like, my fuck.
One in the elevator.
Have you
seen the one in the elevator?
No, but I'll show you the one.
Because I was like,
but he's
damn.
He's like bulked up, and in that commercial, he's like clean shaven. He's wearing like suits and stuff, and I'm like, yo, that motherfucker looks like Bruce Wayne.
The one I'm talking about, I think it's another perfume. I think it's 1 million.
Another thing.
He's in the elevator. He's also little, like in his suit. He just looks. Just look at it. Almost porn.
In between the episodes, okay. Well, it's Dior, so.
No. I think it's 1 million. It's
okay.
Even more.
Well, in between the episodes, we'll look at the things and talk more about Rob Pattinson. But I think I want to point out that I love about the Batman that has me really, really pumped up for it is the cast, which I'm going to run by it really quick. And then in the next episode, we can Kevin can throw his fucking problems at me about it. Rob Pattinson, of course, the Batman. And we have Colin Farrell as Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin, which I love. I love that cast.
Huh.
Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
I thought they casted someone else.
No. Zoe Kravitz, Selena Kyle and Catwoman. I have no issues with that. I love it. I think Zoe Kravitz is doing an amazing job as Selena Kyle.
I wasn't happy about it, but I have no opinion of it because I don't recall seeing her much in movies.
That's true. She hasn't been in that many things. But
I know Jason Momoa is her stepfather.
That's true. That's very true.
Which, isn't she older than him?
No.
Maybe.
No.
They might be the same age.
I don't think so.
They could be brothers.
I don't think so.
They could be brothers.
We can look it up later. But another interesting casting, Andy Serkis is Alfred Pennyworth. Perfect casting.
No!
Perfect casting. Yeah,
they're gonna make him look older.
Look at, no, leave him the same way. Just Andy Serkis does not look like a spring chicken no more, dude. He's got like white hair.
Well, also we're in the era of...
Could you just imagine?
But Alfred is, he's gonna fuck you up too.
Yeah, exactly. Andy Serkis.
We're past, you know, the
I can just
Tim Burton, Alfred, that
Andy
is like
Serkis
an old man
in a suit being like Master Wayne. That just fucking gets me ready. This was a little bit weirder, but any people would know Paul Dano.
He's not. He was bigger in the 2000s.
Paul Dano or Andy Serkis? Who's that man?
Wasn't he in Gangs of New York?
No. Paul Dano was in Swiss Army Man. He was in Brick. He was in Prisoners. He was in Prisoners. He plays the Riddler. Edward Nygma. Or as they have him down here in...
they changed his name.
Edward Nashton. But still, the Riddler.
Like, technically he's the Riddler, but it's like...
Yeah, he's the Riddler.
Paul
Dano as the Riddler... Fucking perfect casting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Jeffrey Wright as James Gordon, fucking perfect casting.
I really like him as James Gordon. Like when fucking I saw the pictures, I think I sent God. One of the pictures to you. I saw
you did,
one picture
you
of
did.
Him just as a cop, and I was like,
that's James Gordon, bro.
If you tell me this guy is James Gordon, I mean, like, no. You show me a picture, and I was like, he's James Gordon. I forgot to mention something about The Witcher, Stegobor. Hate him.
Stegobor.
Real good. Like, he's Danish. Do you know who he is?
Stegobor.
Okay. Do you remember Stegobor? The old wizard that's an asshole.
Yes.
The one in Tower.
Yes.
No. I mean, do you know who he is in real life?
No.
His first name is Lars. His last name is Mikkelsen.
He's Mads Mikkelsen's father?
Brother.
What?
Older brother. Have you seen House of Cards?
The one with Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
The first, like, two and a half seasons.
Remember there was a Russian guy?
That wasn't him.
It's him. It is him. It's just shaven. Yeah. I had the same reaction. Lars, that's his name.
No, I just looked it up and...
And they have a third brother, too.
He is the older brother of Mads Mikkelsen.
You can see that he's older. Even though Mads is... Okay, we're gonna end here because
we're gonna end here. And
there's some stuff that
we're gonna keep going. We have to buy more wine.
Well, we'll see you on the next episode.
See you on the next episode, which will be pretty soon.
Same rambling of stuff.
Yeah, we're just calling it a ramblings episode. So we will see you next time in the no response zone.